everyone. This is James Gillen with BBS Radio, also broadcasting live on eSETI Stargate, where you can go in and join the chat. So much going on right now, I don't even know where to start. I want to cover a little bit of the news. We've got massive bursts of gravitational waves. I'm losing my light here, unfortunately. And actually, they sent the Schumann resonance off the scale, and this was followed from the 14th to the 16th. And these bursts are coming from unknown origin. I think that's kind of interesting. And this was followed by bizarre cloud formations around the world. If you want to check it out, just go to capital M, small r, capital M, capital BB, 333. If you want to see some of these cloud formations, they're incredible. And, you know, there's also a large, so we're going through a large debris field as well. So according to astrologers, this is Hell Week, and I could not agree more. You know, my life has become a living hell myself, but, you know, this too shall pass. I wanted to address a few things about that, and then I'll get into the eSETI Down Under and what happened there. It's amazing, but right now, there's just a lot of nonsense going on, a lot of, you know, people blogging and trying to process their own wounds and traumas and wrong conclusions from past experience. You know, a lot of wounded women out there that are attacking all of us. You know, the Edge of Wonder Boys, myself, Peter Slattery, you know, the entire group. And, you know, and a lot of us because there was no women at the Disclosure Down Under. And it was actually put on by women. Women organized it. And we had some women lined up and they couldn't make it. And, you know, that's just what happened. We had some other people fall out too. So everybody did the best they can considering the circumstances. And that's just the way it transpired. I'm sure the next time we go around, we can find some other people that will join us and be on the show. You know, we've always, at eSETI, we've always had usually more women than men speaking. I've always been a staunch supporter of women and getting their voice out there. And unfortunately, they've been pretty much censored out of the UFO community altogether. There's very few women left in there. And I'll talk a little bit about that. I don't want to go into detail, but we're pretty much censored out of the UFO community, especially the major conferences. And the last one, we just got dropped from the last one, and I know the reasons why, and I won't go into it, but, you know, people who are authentic, people who are real, people who really have the evidence to back up their stories are being censored and dropped from these venues. And it's an extremely controlled narrative. There's a lot of people speaking in these venues that brag about their New World Order connections. They brag about all kinds of nefarious stuff. It's just unbelievable, but they still are brought in. So they have, you know, strong connections to pedophiles, and, you know, it even gets worse than that. There's major Luciferian connections going on. So anyway, nonetheless, by exposing this, I myself and others have been blackballed from these conferences. And, you know, and also too with the so-called alternative TV shows as well. We've been blackballed there as well. They've been extremely compromised. They're all about, they're just all about entertainment. They're not about education. They're not going to get out the truth. They want to keep those questions going. They never answer them, and they just want to keep the show going. So exactly, they definitely do not want answers. So none of this stuff is really educational. It's not informative. And it's extreme censorship of the truth, and which is why we created the uncontrolled narrative. So definitely go to eSETI.org and check out the uncontrolled narrative, as well as Contact Has Begun too. They tell the full story, and great people in that video. There's a lot of that going on. You know, it's sad. I want to talk a little bit more about this, about the bloggers and the people attacking people and trying to make a name for themselves at the expense of others and just putting out gossip and unfounded rumors. And this is creating heavy damage with people, even married couples, things like that. They're going, what the hell? Where is this coming from? And I surely don't know where the hell it's coming from, but it's been going on for quite some time, and it's just really getting old. And there are some people I've actually had on my show that are doing some of this, and it's sad. It's sad where they're going, but you know, the bottom line is there's no love in that. It serves no purpose, and the rumors are unfounded, and they can be easily dismissed and have been easily dismissed. So a lot of this goes back to working with Corey Good and giving him a platform to speak at the ranch. And ever since then, we've been attacked, you know, by people that actually let, you know, that they left, you know, certain groups that they left. And so, you know, basically it just kept escalating from there. So there is a war going on. It's a war of truth. There's a lot of censorship. There's an extreme controlled narrative. And a lot of the money behind this controlled narrative is Luciferian. And, you know, so pay attention. You know, don't get caught up in that stuff. So basically you won't see me at the major UFO conferences. I've just been blackballed out of the last one that had some chance, you know, but that's just the way it is. You know, I'm just accepting that. The good news is that there's a lot of new venues that are going to be opening up. We still have our ESETI conference going on here. You know, there's a lot of people creating their own platforms, and this is going to take off. You know, especially with the Edge of Wonder Boys, we had a great time on the trip, and they've got a lot of irons in the fire, and they're going to really get these messages out. The other thing I wanted to talk about was the trip to Australia, basically. So when we went there, I was meditating before we got there, and I was told in 2 days the rains would start coming and that we needed to do a group effort to call on the rains and bring the rains in to put out the fires. And so we did, you know, and we put it out on my show, and with Ben and Rob and the Indigenous elders all gathered together there as well. And everybody was praying for rain. And a lot of people said, you know, there's no way it's going to rain because they're using HAARP technologies to push the coastal rains from coming in, which is true. And I just said, you know, together we can override that system. And we did. So anyway, it started raining pretty heavily 2 days after we got there. And then it just increased and, you know, just torrential downpours. And then when we got to Sydney, this was in Melbourne, and we got to Sydney, the torrential downpours were just unbelievable. I mean, there was so much rain coming down. We couldn't drive. We had to like pull over. Massive drops of rain hitting the window. And people, the whole highway, everybody just had to pull over. You couldn't see, you know, you couldn't drive. And it was like, you know, driving through a river, basically. The highway turned into a river. So I think most of the fires are out. There might be some still smoldering here and there, but it actually works. You know, when you do an intention experiment, get everybody together. And we're doing Yigong. We did a Yigong workshop, and we're calling in the rain. And I was showing people how to do that. And it definitely worked. We also had a nice UFO flyover, the Yigong workshop, and while we're doing the workshop. So anyway, you know, it was quite interesting. Peter got it on film, and another woman took pictures of it. And the first people that saw it go, that's a balloon, but the thing changed and morphed, from a balloon. It looked like a cylinder object, and then it was a hexagon, and then it was four balls, and then it was a cross, and it morphed into all these things, and it went against the wind. So there's no way it's a balloon. And other people said that there's no way this is a balloon. You can see it on the film. What's funny, they actually released a balloon over the house we were at, and it had the number 3 on it, and I think that was a stunt that they tried to pull. But anyway, we'll just leave that, you know, there. But these fires were crazy. If you look at the map, it'll show that these fires have a pattern to them. And it's the same thing happened in California. There's houses that were burned to the ground, cars burned to the ground, metal melted, and the trees around the house are fine. And they're all green and they're fine. It doesn't make any sense. That's a signature of DEW weapons, directed energy weapons. So, and these fires were set. There was almost 200 people caught, you know, setting these fires. And on top of that, too, the fires follow exactly a railway system that they're trying to put in. So you look at the overlaying map and you look at the railway system, and it just sits one right on top of the other, which is a coincidence? I think not. You know, so anyway, it's sad, but you know, a major fire is lighting up in the hearts and minds of the people after this, and a lot of people are all coming together, and so a lot of karma was cleaned up, and a lot of old karma there. So there's a lot of other things going on just besides the fire, and we talked about it in the last show. That was pretty interesting. The workshops were held basically at Illuminati Central. The buildings had heavy Illuminati architecture. They had all the Grand Masters all around the buildings and everything. So I thought it was odd that we ended up there, but I just accepted it, dealt with it, and we all did our lectures, and they went pretty good without a hitch, other than we had some reptilians there trying to shut the energy down, and they started shaking and left the building. So that was another interesting thing that happened there. You know, a lot of energy went into putting these things together, and there's a lot of energy trying to stop it. So, you know, we dropped a big light bomb there, and we'll see where it goes from that. The same with the second conference, and that was really interesting. It was held in a casino, and rumors have it could very well be owned by the Catholic Church. So who knows about that? But again, a lot of symbology and a lot of, we really dropped some bombs. Jordan Souther and the Edge of Wonder Boys, Ben and Rob, they really laid out the whole Illuminati plan, who they are, top level guys that nobody knows about, and dropped a big truth bomb there as well. So it was pretty interesting. And you know, it was really nice. There was some, these big Maori boys were there, and they were holding energy. And after the talk, I went up to one of them. I said, "Hey, thank you so much for holding the energy." And he goes, "You noticed?" And I said, "Yeah, of course I noticed." And he said, "Yeah, we were just sending energy and protecting all you guys. And we really love your work and what you're doing." So we made a lot of friends there, from all different cultures. So it was an amazing trip, you know, considering that. And I think it was a tremendous success, basically. And Mitty and AJ, who helped fund it, Sil, who helped as well, Anita, you know, everybody jumped in and made it happen. Yeah, even though there was things that happened, you know, there's people that didn't show up, other things happened, and everybody just pitched together and made it happen. You know, that's what we do. So we all work together as a family. And I have to say that, you know, hanging out with these guys, we're all in the same house, and we're in a van for 12 hours a day, you know, a couple of different occasions. And it was hilarious. The jokes, the humor, the back and forth, you know, some the just the cleverness of some of the jokes that it had all of us like spitting our drinks out half the time. And there was a time I started laughing so hard, I started getting chest pains almost. It was just intense. It was so hilarious. But you know, it was a lot of fun. One of the things that's happening when I first got there is I laid down my bed, and I'm sitting there laying down. I go, "God," after that 13-hour plane ride and the other, you know, 3-hour plane ride to get there, I was wiped. And I go, "Oh, finally," and I'm laying in my bed. And so the next thing you know, the spider comes cruising across my neck, and I just fell asleep. I wake up and go, "What is going on?" And I shook it out, and the thing bit me in the neck twice, and then fell on the ground and died. You know, so I, that was instant karma on that one. I really didn't have any side effects from it. I just thanked the spider for its medicine and took the message the spider has to offer and just left it at that. And I didn't get all flipped out about it. You know, but it was quite interesting. The second event we had with the spider is hilarious, and we're going to put the video in there for you all to watch, and it's pretty self-explanatory. And after the event, you know, everybody was freaking out and screaming. It was hilarious, this giant spider. But I was talking to Edge of Wonder Boys, and I said, you know, you should go to the next level and show the van going off a cliff and exploding. And so they did. So it's a cute little video. So we'll just go ahead and play the video now.
Holding on at the moment. You can tell it's holding on. Look at that. All its legs and that are just like on a stance position.
Look at the size of that thing.
I've never seen a spider that big in my
life. Me either. That's like jungle, man. That's rainforest spider. It's like Jaraknet Park.
I hate spiders. Ugh. I hate them so much.
Hey, oh my god. Go. Look at that thing.
Let me get in there with this camera.
Crazy. Like, oh, holy shit. Oh my god. Oh my god.
The other things that were going on there too was we went to Gosford Glyphs. And Gosford Glyphs is really interesting. The energy there is intense, very intense. And you have to respect the energy when you go there. And there are people that have gone there, you know, in their ego, I'd say spiritual ego, and thinking they were the Grand Poobah or some other high master. And they when they hit those energies, it just flattened them. I mean, one person died. And they went up there on a tour, you know, taking all their disciples up there, and they didn't respect the land. They didn't ask permission at the mother tree. They didn't do the ceremonial saging, the cleansing that they do, and they took the wrong path. And so you put that all together, and it's a recipe for a disaster. And the guardians were not there. There's these lizards that are guardians that sit right at the opening, and if the guardians aren't there, you don't go in. You just don't go in, and that's the way, you know, that's the way that is given to us by the Aboriginal elders. And so when people don't listen to that, they have consequences. But anyway, we had a great time. We've got a lot of footage, and Peter Slattery and John Vivanco filmed a lot of it. He was going to be doing some remote viewing on it. Anita Sill were there. The Edge of Wonder Boys were there. Jordan Sather, we're all there just having our minds blown, looking at all these glyphs. And the history of Earth is written there. It goes from basically, the top of it is like plating glyphs, they call it. They don't know whose glyphs they are, but they're very similar to Egyptian glyphs. And they tell a story of a ship landing, the beings come out, they add their DNA to the original man, the Aboriginal man, the Denisovian man, they call it. And they jump up the DNA and they go on and they talk the whole story. The whole Anunnaki story is written there. And then, you know, they had a major upheaval, and then the second one came, and those are Pleiadians, and they come in. And the Aboriginal elders tell this story about the Pleiadians and how they seeded the next race that came in. So Atlantis and Lemuria were terraformed by the Pleiadians, and they were Pleiadian colonies. And they talk about that, and then how they, you know, fought and chose technology and control and power over others, you know, versus universal law or the law of one, whatever you want to call it. And then they collapsed, and then they lost the technology. And then these two brothers, the two pharaohs, came back to Australia to get the technology, the information off these crystal stones that are all etched, and they have all the information in these stones. And they tried to take the stones, and the elders said, no, you can't take the stones. You can read them, you can look at them, but you can't take them. Well, they tried to take them, and a snake bit one of them, and he died, and the other one crashed in the ship. So they both died, and one of them was actually buried at the site. And Stephen and Evan Strong have been doing a lot of investigation into this. They have the real story. And I would, you know, just type in Gosford Glyphs and Stephen and Evan Strong, and you can get the whole picture, you know, the whole story of that. So I actually held, you know, one of the bones of the pharaohs in my hand, and I saw the rocks and all the other stuff. It was amazing. But anyway, what happened is everything originated in Australia. And all the records are there. The ancient gold mines in Australia are much more older than the African gold mines. And the breastplates from the pharaohs in Egypt actually came from Australia, the gold. So, you know, it's, you know, you listen to all these stories. And so a lot of our history is backwards and nobody wants this to get out. And there's a lot of people trying to stifle this information from coming out because it goes against all the structures. So that was interesting on that trip. But so we went into the glyphs, you know, we did our ceremony. We all hugged the mother tree, asked for permission, you know, did our cleansing and then walked up the trails. And I was the lead guy with the snake stick, you know, to make sure nobody ran across any of the snakes there. They do have a lot of poisonous snakes in the area. And so I was joking around. I was calling myself Gosford Guide and I was talking in a real deep voice, you know. We might put out a little video on that. We were having fun with it. But we got up there to the glyphs and then we searched all over the place. There's some other glyphs we couldn't find, but we found the main glyphs and we found other rocks that we're looking for. And there's portal rocks for women and all this stuff there where women sit and they receive messages and some teleport from that rock. And so it's a really cool place. Anyway, talk to Peter Slattery. If you're over in Australia, he may take you out on a tour and check it out. But anyway, that was kind of fun. And then the other thing was on the way back was quite interesting. So on the way back, those guys were still hiking around up there and everything. And I was at the top of the trail and I stepped on this rock and there was leaves next to it and the rock rolled over and, you know, you shouldn't be wearing sandals up there. You really should be wearing boots. And so I did kind of twist my ankle and tweak my knee a little bit. So I go, you know, I'm just going to go down to the mother tree and put my leg, you know, on the mother tree and just ask for healing and meditate there. And so I was sitting there meditating and this big old monitor lizard, they call them guanas, comes walking right up to me, sticks his tongue out, you know, and was smelling me. And we just sat there and had a little conversation and then he just kept walking by. And so we got that video as well. So it's pretty interesting to see the this big old guana lizard come walking by and just cruising down the path. They walk really interesting when you see them walk. They just really shift side to side. They have really big claws. And you have to be careful because if they get spooked, they'll run up you. Thinking you're a tree, they'll run right up you. And they have these big claws and they really mess people up. So they said, if one's coming at you, just lay down, lay down really quick, you know, and, you know, skip the claws, the experience. That's about it for that, for the trip. I mean, there was incredible. The presentations all went off without a glitch. Unfortunately, the live streams, there were serious problems with the live streams and, they're still up. I know if you go to eSETI, Australia, they'll probably have a link there. I'm not sure if it's up yet where you can go and watch all of the presentations. But every presentation there was met with incredible applause, you know, standing ovation. The people just loved it. And I wanted to say one thing and I know I'm going to get some heat for this, but I was amazed at, I would say, a good 90%+ of the people there were Trump fans and they're totally aware of Q. And it kind of blew my mind. And I don't really like to get political, but it's just an observation, you know, is that the people are really praying that America restores its independence, that we get our power back, and that we clean up the deep state, and they have their deep state as well. And they're really hoping that we will be the way showers and restore freedom and the republic, basically. And that's what they're really rooting for over there. And that's just an observation. That's what's happening over there. I was really surprised to hear that. I mean, down in Mexico, it's a whole different story. You know, they aren't happy campers, you know, and they've been totally brainwashed, unfortunately. But I thought that was really interesting. And one of the things I really wanted to talk about is I haven't been watching the news. But recently when I got back, I had computer access and I turned on the news and to see what's going on around the world. And, you know, I watched the basic, you know, CNN, MSNBC, or those guys. And I just saw them, same old thing, just lying over and over, total deception going on. And then I was watching Fox News, and they were a lot better. I mean, they were actually calling it out and saying, this is what's really going on. And then I saw the information, and I said, well, wait a second, this whistleblower that started everything, you know, was bragging right after Trump got into office that we're going to take him out, we're going to take him down. And so there's an extreme bias right there that was set up. And he also had meetings with Adam Schiff, who, I don't know if you're watching this guy, but there's something really, really wrong with this guy. It's all of them, basically, Nadler, Pelosi, all of them. There's something really wrong there, just not right. And so anyway, and this new whistleblower, it supposedly has strong ties to Biden, and also was on the payroll for the Clinton Foundation. Again, extreme bias, no firsthand knowledge. You know, I can go on and on. There's been nothing but hearsay, assumptions, extreme bias, and no facts, you know, in watching this. I go, well, you know, and all these witnesses they bring up, they say, do you have any factual evidence, any firsthand knowledge of what happened here? And everyone finally just said, no, we don't, you know. So, and the main people that were on the call all said that there was no quid pro quo. So, you know, I don't know what to do with this or make of this. I don't know what people want to do with this or make of this, but I've never seen such a shift show in all my life. And the energy and the agendas going on there. These guys are scared. They are the swamp. They know their time is up, and they're doing all they can to stay in, you know, to stay in control, stay in power. And, you know, and there's no other explanation for it. And I can go deeper into that, but I don't really want to. But we really need to look at all these people and basically, you know, where their money's coming from. You know, to me, they're saying, we need Trump's IRS reports, you know. And I said, well, you got a billionaire that chose to, you know, run for president, wins, and donates his salary back, you know. And won't take a, I think he took $1. He won't take a dollar at all. I'm not sure what it is, but and so here's you have a self-made billionaire versus people that go in, you know, hardly anything and come out millionaires or billionaires. So I really question the people that went into office as poor and came out filthy rich. I mean, that's whose tax returns we should be looking at, not the other way around. There's just common sense. You know, we just need to look at a lot of common sense. Also, too, I wanted to say that these gravity waves that have been coming in are driving people bat, I can't say it, crap, crazy, you know. And I've never seen such nonsense in all my life. And just no reason, you know, no logic, no reason, projection, blame. Stuff is up for everyone. And it's funny because I'm wearing my old monk robe, my old Tibetan jacket that I've worn for years. And I put it back on in a way, and it's almost symbolic of, you know, I'm really ready for monk again. It's being out there, you know, in the field and doing all these conferences and seeing where these things are going. And everything else, and battling against these forces and trying to enlighten people to these forces, it's really taken its toll, and it's getting old. It's getting so old. I am so done with it. I'm so tired of all this nonsense, and it really beats you up on many levels, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, even physically. And you have no idea what you're going up against when you do this. You're going up against sorcery. You're going up against black magic. You're going up against Satanists. You're going up against child traffickers, even child sacrificers. You're going up against all this whole predator pedophile network. And they come unglued when you start, you know, speaking about this stuff. And they choose to totally end your career. And unfortunately, there's a lot of bloggers out there that are doing their bidding unknowingly. And that's sad, you know, because the people that are really doing the work, that are on the front lines, that are taking the hits and getting this information out, you know, are the targets for these bloggers, you know. I've met these people. I've worked with these people. You cannot, their hearts are all in the right place. You know, none of us are perfect. We're all doing the best we can, but we all are coming at it from a very spiritual way of doing things. And all of us live a very spiritual life. We meditate daily. We do clearings. We really walk our talk. And unfortunately, people don't see that. And it's an extreme threat to those who are not walking their talk. You know, we're a threat to almost everything. We're a threat to the religions. We're a threat to the archaeologists. You know, we're a threat to the environmentalists because we tell people what's really happening on Earth. This is actually a sun cycle event that's tied into other cosmic forces. It's not greenhouse gases that are creating the climate change. It's not global warming. It's actually climate change. And I've told people, I gave them the math. I said, do the math, you know, 97%, you know, CO2 is less than 3% of the air, you know, in the atmosphere. 97% of that is natural. So you've got 3% of 3% that's man-made. It's minuscule. You know, it's like blaming a fish for a tsunami. And it doesn't add up. And the scientists know this. They're all fully aware of this, but they're still trying to get carbon credits and get funding. And it's all tied into New World Order agendas and things like that. And so don't fall for it. You know, it's really obvious what's going on. It's a bigger event. It's a much bigger event. And we are going through some intense times of change, and everybody's stuff is coming up. And it's really sad because there are people that I really care for and really love, and you just can't reach them. You can't get to them. You know, it's like, no matter what you say, you're the evil bad guy, you know? And even though there's no evidence, you just go, where did any of these things happen? And they never did. So anyway, I'm seeing this over in so many relationships is that, you know, you can't use logic. You can't sit down and go, hey, you know, could this possible be, you know, coming from your past? You know, maybe you had some very wounds, extreme wounds and traumas from your childhood, maybe come from other relationships. Did any of this happen in this experience? And if not, why is there such a charge? And that's what we have to ask ourselves. Why is there such a charge? And, you know, I own my stuff. I have charges and things like everybody else. I'm not, you know, infallible. But one thing is my heart has always been in the right place. I've always had the highest intentions. And even though, you know, you pray for the best and hope things work out and go into long-term things, they often don't. And no matter how hard you try to fix these things, they just, you know, it takes two people to do it, you know. So anyway, that's it's kind of sad what's going on. I'm seeing people breaking up everywhere. I'm seeing just, you know, again, crazy making stuff happening. You know, and luckily, you know, I can help some of these people take a look at it, but there's some people that you can't, you know. And if you choose to be a victim and go that direction, then, you know, and that's your choice, then there's no personal responsibility there. And you can't really help, you know, because, you know, it's that victim, savior, persecutor triangle that we're on. You know, the victim, you know, gets emotional support or from others or financial support from others by being a victim. You know, the predators are trying to get their power back. They receive no love when they're children. And so they're trying to take it by force or whatever, or trying to get their power back because they've been abused. You know, the saviors are out there trying to save everybody. And when they save the victims and the victims don't get what they need, pretty soon the savior becomes the persecutor and you're on the wheel. And then it just goes on and on and on, you know? So it's time to get off the wheel. And the only way to get off the wheel is to calm down, take a few deep breaths, relax, and, you know, get out of reactionary mind and own your stuff and own your actions and the consequences of those actions. That's the only way through this. You can blame others and till you're blue in the face. You can project all your stuff on others. You know, that's totally dysfunctional. You can play the victim roles, you know, but the bottom line is that we have to take personal responsibility, you know, and there has to be honesty. There has to be integrity and, you know, and clear communication and loyalty, you know, in a relationship. You have to be, you know, if you're in a relationship, you have to be true to that relationship. That's the way it is. But, you know, nonetheless, no matter what, even if you have all those attributes and you do your best, you have no control over somebody else's program, you know, and whatever they're running. You know, the more love you push into it, the more the shit hits the fan. So there's nothing you do. But anyway, these gravity waves that are coming in, and when the astrologers are talking about Hell Week, you know, going through Hell Week, you know, I just had to go within. I just had to pull all my energies back in. It was like self-preservation and go, you know what? I need to put my monk robe back on. I need to get centered within myself. I can't go into this energy. It's toxic. It's very damaging, especially if you're an empath and really sensitive. You know, I really need to go back and pull my energies in. And, you know, there's a part of me going, you know, why did I come to this planet? You know, but I know that I've helped a lot of people. And he said has a long history of, you know, participating in the awakening and healing of humanity, Earth, and there's a lot more to come and some amazing technologies coming up, healing technologies and other technologies. And we've been playing an integral part in all of this and we'll continue to. But, you know, there is unfortunately a lot of jealousy, a lot of competition. There's a lot of shills out there and there's a definite planned or controlled narrative. And the controlled narrative is done through planned opposition. The people that are saying, yeah, this government did that, you know, and calling out all the other guys that are actually responsible for the same behavior a lot of times. So keep an eye on that. You know, the bottom line is that you need to watch how people act off the stage. You need to watch where their assets are going. You need to watch who they're hanging out with. You know, are they hanging out with these global elite characters, you know, the deep state boys, and, you know, are they hanging out with known pedophiles? And especially on the extreme level, are they hanging out with, you know, Satanists and Luciferian and even child sacrificing and trafficking? It's real. It's 100% real. And the reason there's so much inhumanity on the planet is because there's so much non-human interference. And believe me, do not underestimate the dark side. They will find every little fear, every little unhealed wound or trauma, every little wrong conclusion from past experience, and they'll use that against you, and they'll use that to create division and separation and take down the light workers. That's how they operate. So the trick is, don't go there. It's time to really love and accept and approve of ourselves, you know, and stop looking outside of yourself for that, you know, because people just can't give it right now. The law are doing the best they can, but, you know, they're not facing their stuff, you know, and again, you know, it's free will. It's divine right to free will. You can't trespass on that. And a lot of us are really beating ourselves up because, you know, we're going, God, I wish I could heal that. You know, I could have done more. I could have done this. I could have done that. And, you know, on the bottom line, you have to ask yourself, you know, well, are you saying God's a failure? You know, because you know, they've had that opportunity all along to ask for healing and to ask forgiveness and to clean up their own house, you know, and deal with their wounds and traumas and wrong conclusions. So who do we think we are? You know, it's, you know, we can't trespass on free will, neither can the source. So it's up to each individual to choose love, you know, to choose universal law, you know, universal peace, brother, sister, love, individual freedom and prosperity for everyone. I mean, those are the highlights that we have to do. And don't get caught up in the gossip and the rumors and all the other nonsense flying out there. And the people that are caught up in that and they're going around attacking everybody, you know, you've played right into the hands of the same folks that you think you're taking down. You're actually doing their bidding. So be really clear. You know, what's your frequency? You know, what are you doing here? You know, are you operating in, you know, from honesty, from integrity? Are you operating from love? You know, are you totally aligned with the awakening and healing process? Are you in self-service? You know, what frequency are you holding? You know, we need to look at that. And, you know, there's times when those who are empaths and those who are very sensitive need to just pull everything in, go within, you know, get your monk robe out. And, you can't heal the world. You know, you can't fix everyone. And it's not your job, you know, to do that. So, you can be there for those who really want to heal, for those who want to take personal responsibility for their attitudes and emotions and things they co-created. You know, you can be there for those, you know, who are taking that path, but the others, you can't be there for them. You know, it's toxic. It's you just can't fix it. And all you can do is maintain love, you know, and set boundaries, and that's it. And that's all you can do. You know, here and these shows, and that's what these all are all about, is teaching people how to heal unseen negative influences, how to clear the wounds and traumas and wrong conclusions from past experience. That's what the transpersonal release sessions are all about. And we're all about holding a frequency. And you know, it's rough right now. So I understand what people are going through. Personally, I just need a break from it. And so I am going to put my monk robe on, and I don't think I'm going to involve myself with a lot of these dramas that are going on. And if they aren't aligned with universal law, they will fold in on themselves. And people need to take responsibility for their attitudes, emotions, and beliefs and how they affect others. You know, because you know, there's a lot of wounded people out there that are gathering together and they're trying to find an enemy and they're projecting and blaming all their unhealed wounds and traumas on others. And, you know, they've got blogs and they've got all these other things and they're going to go at it, you know? So, you know, it's so funny because when all this stuff comes up, it's like, you know, it's like dealing with children, but that's what they're locked into, something that happened to them as a child. And that's the way they behave. And they're locked into that wheel and they don't know how to get out of it. And it's really tough. And if you start calling out that wheel and behavior patterns and the root cause of these behavior patterns, boy, everything's going to hit the fan. And there comes a time where you just have to. You have to say, look, this is what's really going on. You know, all on my side, but it'd be nice to have a two-way conversation here. And, you know, there's sometimes you just have to cut and run. You know, you just have to say, okay, I did all I can. And, you know, when we can come back to love and come back to communication and come back to right thinking and dismiss all the gossip and the rumors and all the other stuff that's triggering things, then we can talk, you know, but that's basically all you can do. There's nothing else you can do. So it's getting, totally crazy out there. We've got a lot of inserts. I don't know how much time we have left. I hope we're doing good. It's quite craziness just getting this broadcast out. We had so much interference on both ends. Our computers were being hacked. Things were shutting on and off. Our sound was shutting on and off. Crazy stuff going on. And it's a combination of AI and gray energy and all this other energy going nuts here. So, there is a major force out there trying to subvert all this, trying to hijack all this and hijack people's unique soul purposes and hijack the awakened healing process. And things are not what they seem, you know. To be bluntly honest with you, a lot of things are backwards. They're completely backwards from what you think. So the people you think are the light workers are going to be seen as the dark workers. The people that you think are dark are going to come out and end up being light. And, and the people, you know, that a lot of the light workers have been shown to be dark with all the rumors and gossip and everything else. And that's a planned agenda. You know, it's a very well orchestrated planned agenda. So that's going on as well. And, you know, the bottom line is that you have to come from the heart. You have to discern from the heart. And you have to know, you know, when you can help and when you can't. You know, and I think there's a prayer, St. Francis prayer about that, you know, like, give me the wisdom to help those I can and or something. I'll totally butcher it, so I don't want to go there, but look it up. You know, it's a really good one. And that's, you know, that's basically where we're at right now. So, we're going forward. We're setting everything up for the spring and the summer. We're going to have some great events here. I know the conference was recorded, and so a lot of those are going to come out and I'm not sure where yet. Stay tuned, because we'll put it out on our newsletter. And we just finished an amazing newsletter with all these images on it and the iguanas and the spider scene and everything. And that spider scene is so freaking hilarious. We are going to put it up on the YouTube channel. We won't be able to put it up on BBS because we don't have the video on there. So, you know, it will go up on the site. Some of the footage we got, I know we're getting that from Peter at the event. We're getting the ship on the event that did all the morphine. We're going to put up the spider that bit me in the neck and died. That was quite interesting. It's kind of like symbolic of what's manifesting now, you know, so when I look at it, but anyway, it's all unfolding right now. And, you know, all I can do is tape, you know, I have that mantra, this too shall pass. And, you know, although you totally get slammed sometimes and you get pretty wounded and energetically blasted by some of this stuff and everything else, just know that, you know, it will pass. You know, it's going to pass. And hopefully everybody can recalibrate and gain the wisdom from these experiences and own their part in them and go forward. And that's where things need to go. Things are being revealed in auspicious ways, and you got to look at the signs and look at what's happening, the way they're revealed, and the universe is always talking to you, and pay attention to it and don't be in denial, you know, when things come up, because some things I have a hard time even myself going, are you serious, you know, when these things come up, and they are coming up, but it's all coming forward. You know, the bottom line is it's all about holding a frequency and not allowing these other energies to get in. And the only way they can get in is through your old wounds and traumas and wrong conclusions from past experience. And sometimes it takes tough love to just call it out and say, look, this is how they're getting in. Take a look at it. And don't be a whipping post, you know, for people that aren't owning their stuff that aren't healing. You know, that's the only thing you can do right now. There's times you just have to back away. You know, I have this shirt. I love this shirt. Somebody made it for me. And it says, I'm not your father. I'm not your mother. I'm not your ex-lover. I'm just sitting here. And I love that shirt because a lot of us are just sitting here and all these things are happening around us. And it's crazy making if you engage it. And we all have the option of just sitting here, you know, sitting there holding frequency, you know, creating sacred space, helping others to heal. But you know, there's a lot of people doing that right now. A lot of the indigenous elders are all talking about these times and they're saying we're in it right now. And I thought it was interesting. One of the astrologists are talking about that, saying we are in the week of hell. And I think it might be more like 2 weeks, but I'll have to look more into that. But these gravitational waves that are coming in are completely off the scale. There's nothing, you know, have been seen like it. They don't know the origin of these waves. They're coming out of nowhere and they're just bringing everything right up to the surface for everybody to look at. And you can't get away from this. So the awakening healing process is well underway. There's a lot of levels to it. There's a lot of magnificent beings behind this. I know the divine feminine is coming in really strong. And we've always been in support of the divine feminine. And we've had Mary appearing right in this very auditorium during self-mastery classes, and Kuan Yin and other masters as well. Some we don't even know who they are. We've had some beautiful divine beings come in and assist people in their awakening and healing process. And it's time for that pendulum to swing, you know, and don't swing too far, you know, because you get out in left field somewhere. So, you know, it is swinging. I like that saying, Mary is coming in with a bat. And unfortunately, this energy they're bringing in is a great amplifier. It's going to amplify everything. So the good and the bad. It's just a great amplifier. And it's going to bring everything up to the surface to look at. And it doesn't judge. It just amplifies everything. So, you know, we go back to that old saying where the kid said, you know, I want to become the Christ. And the master said, you do. And he said, yes. And he said, they'll hate you. And he said, why would that be, you know? And he said, because you're going to amplify and mirror back everything to them that they love and hate about themselves. And that's how it happening on a very grand scale right now. So, you know, the closer you get to nirvana, the more the demons rear their ugly heads, the more energy comes in, the more the crap comes up, the more the wounds and traumas and wrong conclusions can't be suppressed anymore. And some people do need to get angry. They need, you know, they have a right to be angry from what's happened to them. And they need to express that and get it out, you know, but they need to be very clear on who their whipping post is and if it's deserved, you know. You know, my whole thing is I love that shirt again. You know, the only thing I can say is like some of the stuff flying around, I go, I haven't earned this. It's not mine. You know, I'm not your father. I'm not your mother. And I'm not your ex-lover. I'm just sitting here. And so this stuff is going to be flying all around us right now. So again, what seems to be light is going to show up to be dark. And what seems to be dark is going to show up to be light. Sekhmet and all these lion beings that are coming in here, especially the divine feminine lion beings, are really kicking butt on this stuff. Mary's kicking butt on this stuff. The divine feminine is really coming up. And, you know, I want to apologize to all the women out there that this disclosure down under just didn't work out to have women involved. The women promoters, the women organized it. You know, it was meant to be that way. And we've always had women here at ESETI and more women than men. That's just a common thing because there's a lot of women out there that have been cut out of the field. And we've launched a lot of careers here, both, you know, men and women. We'll continue to do so. But, you know, it's like the stuff that's being thrown at us. It's like, have you ever looked at our track record? You know, you ever look at what really goes on here? You know, and you just have to ask, are you serious? And who's in there? You know, that's all you can ask is who's in there and what's the agenda going on here. But anyway, it's just I've never seen anything like it. And I really thought we were going to get through this stuff and we'd reach the pinnacle of this nonsense. But, you know, obviously we haven't. And obviously we are coming into the pinnacle right now and everything's coming up. So, you know, there's times, you know, we need to love and help others and help them in their healing process. And there's times that we need to be kind to ourselves and it's called self-love, where we need to just pull in and go, hey, I just need to be out of this. You know, I need some space right now. And that's basically what's happening. I've never seen such extreme projection in all my life. You know, it's no foundation whatsoever. And you see this and you just go, my God, you know, what is going on here? And unfortunately, it's a global thing. It's happening everywhere. And there's some rage that needs to be expressed, especially with what's happening on the planet and the powers that were as they fold in on themselves, because they're not frequency specific to where the earth is going. But, you know, basically, I really don't have anything else to say, you know, other than, you know, basically love each other, be kind to each other, own your shit, and stop projecting and blaming others, and don't make others your whipping post. That goes nowhere. It's time to just get back to basics. Anyway, have a great evening. We'll talk soon. James Gunn with As You Wish Talk Radio and East City Stargate. Stay tuned.